He came to the city where my school was at the time to ask me to be his girlfriend. Ladies and gentlemen, I cried my heart out. God loves you more than all these boys do.
Dear friend, you're here again. I am so glad you keep listening. Like, without you, would this podcast be actually possible? Hell no. Well, thank you for clicking the link. This is A Black Girl's Diary, and you're about to hear a story from another black girl. Make sure you don't cancel. If you're busy with something, minimize this, plug in your hands through your headset, or connect to your speaker. However you love to listen to this podcast, just make sure that you're listening. Yeah, I'll talk to you after this.
Hi, my name is Julia, and this is my input on A Black Girl's Diary. So, I had known this guy like almost all my life. We were crushes in primary school, and we liked each other a lot when we were in primary school, or so we thought. We lost contact after primary school, and then we gained contact again towards the end of secondary school. We started talking and chatting and all that. So, I went to uni, he went to uni. We were in different universities, and we kept the communication and all, and you know, feelings kept growing and everything. Fast forward to say 2 years or 3 years into uni, 2 years of both of us being in university, he decided to ask me to be his girlfriend officially. Although before then, we had been talking every day, chatting all the time, you know, a lot of people even thought we were dating even when we hadn't started dating. And so he decided to make it official, and then he came to the city where my school was at the time to ask me to be his girlfriend. Wow. And I was swept off my feet because, well, to me, he was perfect and I really loved him. I did. I was sure that I loved him, and I was sure that he loved me as well. So I didn't even think twice about it. I'm like, you even made the sacrifice to travel all the way here. Wow. Like, I'm all that to you. And so we hit it from there, and we started dating officially. 2 months after that, our communication dropped. I just stopped hearing from him for a while, and then I was like, my what's up? He said, oh, my phone is bad and all that. So his phone went bad, and then communication dropped. And this is someone that we're talking every day. We will talk all the time. We'll give each other updates. Like, I'll be in class chatting this guy up. He'll be chatting me up too, you know. And we will just literally go with each other throughout the day because, well, we're in love. Literally, we're always communicating. Communication was no problem, and now his phone was bad. So let me just quickly drop this here. If you're in a long distance relationship, I hope you know that your phone or your communication gadget is the live wire of your relationship, because once that is out of the picture, you might as well say that you're not in a relationship anymore. And I don't mean that spitefully, I mean it in all honesty. So his phone went bad, and yeah, I wasn't here for him anymore. And you know, it will not be out of luck. I'll be like, well, let me try his number, maybe he will go, and maybe sometimes we will go through, say,
oh, I just met seeing this social phone and went through
something like that, one flimsy thing. And then I was like, okay, give me your roommate's number, give me your friend's number, somebody I can call when I want to talk to you. And he was like,
no, I don't want you to have any of my friend's number, I don't want any guy to have your number,
you know, something really funny like that. So okay, I just kept on keeping on. I was exhausted, I was pained, because why would you literally take me through talking to me every day, communicating every day, to this point where I can't even reach you in months? So I'm like, you just call like once in a month or once in 2 weeks and be like, hey, I just said I should check on you, how are you, and everything. And you know, even with those calls, I'll be pacified, I won't be angry anymore because he had called me, and I'll hold on to the call. Sometimes I'll even record the calls to play them again. And so it went on like that for 8 months, and at some point I was fed up, truly fed up. And I would say the last straw that broke the camel's back was when I called him one night, and he didn't answer the call. And okay, I thought maybe he was busy, because at this time, I guess, okay, yeah, maybe he had already gotten a small phone, but our communication was already damaged anyway. So I called him that night, and he didn't pick, say like Monday night, and then I called him on Tuesday night, for example, and he did not pick again. And then I called him again on Wednesday night, and he didn't answer. You know, that's like the most minute dignity you can give to your fellow human being. You miss their call, you call them back or drop a message to say, please call me back, I missed your call. He didn't do any of that. And you know, that was when the skill literally fell off my eyes, like, babe, you better wake up. So I sent a text to him. I'm like, okay, did I offend you? What did I do wrong? Why are you not answering my calls? And why are you not calling me back? What's the problem? What's the issue? And then he now responded, I was like, oh, I'm busy, because he was a theater student. He was always busy, obviously, but are you the only student, bro? Eventually, I decided that I was going to let him know that, well, I was no longer interested in this whole rat race that we're calling a relationship. I called him and was like, oh, where it was noisy, and so I should send him a text message. So I did. I'm like, oh, please, I don't think you are ready right now for a relationship. Please, let's just have a break. I was like,
oh, wow. Just like it was. Break up, babe. You can work this out. You can work through this.
I'm like, I don't think so. I don't think you can handle a relationship right now. I don't mean to say this mocking me, but I don't know. It seemed like school was his bae at the time. So I said, it seems like school is taking your time and everything. And he was like,
you say it like it's my fault that I'm in school.
To be honest, that statement was so funny to me and almost stupid. Like, okay, I was also in school, so please, did I come to school to sell Google and Ekpa? Or me, I was not facing my studies or what? I don't grab. I just had to reply, like, please, this is the most stupid statement I've ever heard in my life. And you know, that's how we kissed each other goodbye, through 4 naira text messages. I think that's why they're even free, because we both use the same network. So we ended our love castle right on free SMS. Can you beat that? You know, a relationship that some people had already set as their couple goals and all that funny stuff. And I didn't really see what was at the other side of this breakup. I was just fed up. That I knew for sure. I was tired and I was fed up. And can I give you like an epilogue to this story? So about a few months after that, or a month after, was his birthday. So I decided to call him on his birthday, thinking in the deepest corner of my heart that maybe, just maybe, something could happen, like he would realize and apologize and realize what an angel I was when we were together. So I called him on his birthday, you know, to wish him happy birthday and everything. And it was in the most formal tone ever. That conversation was the most formal conversation we had ever had. Thank you so much for wishing me happy birthday. Maybe even say God bless you. Oh, daddy, ladies and gentlemen, I cried my heart out. And I don't know if this guy will ever get to hear this. Well, I don't care much. I cried. I cried out my heart. That day, and you know, it was then I realized that it was really over. And we never discussed it. We never discussed what happened between us. We never talked about it some other time, or you know. And what I really learned, what was a new learning for me in the situation, was that sometimes things happen like this and we don't get closure. Like, not everything can be explained to you. Some things just happen because they were meant to happen. This was a guy that I was ready to spend the rest of my life with. In my imaginations, I built my whole world, happiness, everything around this person. Everything, to be honest. When he didn't call me, I would be happy. When he called me, I'd be, you know, everything was around him. And we broke up unceremoniously, I would like to say. Like, we just broke up, just like that. Text message. And that was it. And so I learned that sometimes in life, things happen to us that we can't just explain, and we move on. We just move, because, you know, that's happened like that. We just pick up the pieces of what's left and mend them all back and move on. And another thing I learned was that God loves you more than all these boys do. Yeah. So from then on, it's been a journey. It's been a journey. And I can say that I've moved on. I've moved on. I'm a big girl now. I'm a bigger girl. I've moved on. Yeah. And I want to say thank you to Zoe for giving me the opportunity to tell this story. I never really told this story like this before. But thank you, Zoe, and I hope you've learned a thing or two by listening to me. Ciao.
Okay, so that was a story from Julia. When I came up with the idea of a Black Girl's Diary, I really just needed to help various ladies get closure with different experiences that might have scarred them at one point in their life or the other, because, well, we all have a story to tell. But one thing I myself am learning from this whole segment is that relationships are one of the major falling points of most ladies. And most ladies have gone through so much mental stress, physical stress, emotional stress because of certain guys, and they never get closure. They just have that resentment, that hatred for that particular person, and they don't get to tell their story. I know there are different sides to a story, but some people just never get to tell that story, and they just keep carrying that resentment on and on and on. You know, when you give your all to someone and the person just takes you for granted, it messes with your whole self-esteem, and you start wondering, am I not good enough? Is it me? Well, it's not you. If you're a guy out there too, and you know you're not the wrong party, it's not you, it's the other person. So gather your self-esteem, gather your ego, however little is left, and move on. We all got to move on. And like Julia said,
God loves you more than all these boys.
God loves you more than all these girls.
Hashtag Jesus baby, hashtag God loves me. So pick yourself up and move on. Okay, anyway, that'll be all on this segment. Please make sure you follow me on Instagram and on Twitter at Up Close with Zoe. I really need you guys to engage me. Let us engage each other. For Kasimilowo, engage me. That was lame, but you get the idea. Anyway, Up Close with Zoe, follow me. I follow back. I always follow back. And send in your stories. Let people learn from experiences you've gone through. So save so many other young ladies from making mistakes like that. Join the community of female storytellers and let's share stories. Peace out. Till next week.